My name is Michael Slater. I'm a public affairs specialist with the Small Business Administration Office of Disaster Recovery and Resilience. And today I'm here to talk about the disaster declaration for the storms that happened in early April this year. SBA has opened up disaster loan funding. SBA is actually the largest source of federal funding during disasters. And those interest rates can be as low as 2.75% interest with repayments up to 30 years. And there's no payments or no interest accrued in the first year. And what it really can be is a lifeline for someone who has either put off repairs or has made repairs and had to dip into personal savings, a credit card, get a home equity loan or a personal loan. Our rates are very competitive, just basically can't find rates that good anywhere else. And we are a branch of the government specifically for disaster recovery. So we're not out here trying to drum up business. I am not on commission by any means. What it is a lifeline for people who may not have other options. And again, those loans have no minimums, long repayment times, and low interest rates. In addition, up to 20% of the loss can be used for mitigation. And basically what that means is to make sure that the next time a flood comes through or the next time there's high winds, your property, personal, and real estate is more survivable. Whether that takes the form of a sump pump or doing some landscaping to get water to flow away from the house instead of into your basement, that sort of thing. And again, that's up to 20% of total losses.
And that could include something like even on your property, cutting trees down. That could be a problem.
Cutting trees down that have a, you know, that may fall onto your roof the next time there's high winds, that sort of thing, for mitigation. And a lot of people don't realize that the Small Business Administration, despite our name, we're here for homeowners, renters who experience property or even personal property damage during a disaster like cars. Let's say your roof blew off and they say it's going to be $10,000 to fix. Your insurance company may have only given you eight. And out of that eight, you know, $1,500 of that is your deductible. So what we can do is we can help bridge that gap between what insurance covers or even a lack of insurance in order to, you know, bridge the gap to get you to a better position at the end of a disaster. Because a disaster where you suffer personal losses, whether property, God forbid, people, personal property, it can be an ender for, you know, your personal finances or anything like that. So these loans have no payments and no interest accrued for 12 months. And if you can pay off the loan in that time, great. But if not, payment plans can go out as far as 30-year terms. So it really, we like to say it's a lifeline to get you back to where you were before the disaster. And in the case of mitigation projects, hopefully better.
We talked about there not really being any particular minimums or anything like that. So like what would really qualify for repairs and mitigation? Like what kind of strict analysis do you guys have for criteria on that?
If you go into one of our disaster recovery centers, which they're opened up throughout the area, there's one, I think the closest one right now is in Van Buren, and that one will be open through the end of this week. You need to be able to show what the disaster damages were. And like you mentioned, no minimums. So if, you know, that $1,000 to cover what your car deductible would have been, you can get help with that. If you didn't have insurance and you still had those, you know, documented personal property losses, you can get help with that in order to replace items or repair items that may have been damaged or lost.
Now, if people had any particular need to contact you for more information, what's the best way for them to do that? Is there a phone number, an email?
There is a phone number that is 800-659-2000. 2955, or you can go to the Small Business Administration website at sba.gov/disaster, and put in your information of what county you live in. This declaration covers a lot of counties in this area.